You never know who your true friends really are, do you? Or when you might finally meet them. In tonight's shadowy tale, The Brides of Oliveira by Larry Gaynor, we meet a young woman who has good reason to be a touch nervous about her newfound acquaintance. And yet, there's something about him, isn't there? Listen.
Talking to me about art. So I said, okay, Buster, you can take this whole symposium and shove it. Oh, no. I don't read for middle-aged housewives anyway.
Well, good for you. You're a better poet than they deserve.
I'm a better anything than they deserve, for God's sake. I only wish I didn't need their money so damn much.
Oh, never mind. I love that new series you're doing about Chinatown.
Oh, yeah? Well, as usual, opinion doesn't count. Today's news, the Canada Council just turned me down.
Oh,
again. I needed that cash.
Look, I don't know why you worry about money so much, Ralph. Oh. Look, you know you're welcome to as much as you need.
Look, there you go again. Do you realize how much money you've shoved on me in the 2 years you've known me?
Look,
do you?
It doesn't matter. It's your work that's important.
Oh, you know exactly how much it is, Janie Pooh. That little computer brain of yours never forgets a thing. Come on, how much?
Ralph, we've been through this.
How much?
Well, somewhere around 9,000.
I knew it. Well, let's start shooting for the big 10. Oh. Hey, waiter! Hey, amigo, another bottle over here. This one's half empty.
No, really, Ralph. Ralph, I've had enough.
Now, listen, honey bunch. If you're going to grind away like the Miller's wife down in that moldy newspaper library to support Canadian literature, then you got to party when the poet parties, right?
I'd like to, Ralph, really. But I'm so tired lately. I haven't been sleeping very well.
You're telling me? When I slept over there last week, you kept me awake all night, crying, yelling, rolling about. Hey, are you sure you're not pregnant or something?
No, I'm not. Well, it's this terrible dream I keep having. There's this man laughing, and these women all in red. And...
oh, that's easy. You're just having the middle-aged horrors. The man is the husband you haven't got, and the women are all the housewives in the world laughing at you. Ah, oh, come on. Here's to the old maids of the world and Jane Holden, the fading rose.
Stop it. I'm only 28.
And hardly senile at all.
Oh,
come on, drink up. I'm telling you the truth. That little busboy with the fake mustache wants to marry you and take you back to the Costa Brava with him.
Oh.
Now, you'll both live in a white mud hut and smell of garlic forever. I think it's very beautiful.
Who said poets weren't blind? It's the waiter who wants me desperately.
Oh, boy. You really have to get out more, Jane. The waiter asked me to the movies while you were in the washroom.
Dear, dear. What's a poor girl to do? Oh, look. It's 2:30. I got to get back to the grist mill.
Oh, no, not a chance, little flower. It's a beautiful day, and we are going out to waste it exploring the world. Now, come along. Now, come on.
Ralph, you're a
come
nut.
On, now, come
Ralph,
on.
I really
got it. Jane, let's go. Come on, Jane. Come on.
You're completely insane. You know that, don't you? What in the world am I going to do with 2 peacock feathers?
We're going to weave them into your hair and fly you to the moon. Now, don't knock a present. That was my last $5.
Oh, they're lovely. It's all lovely. I didn't know there was a street like this left in this city. How did you ever find it?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Oh, wait a second. Oh, look at that Victorian jewelry. Oh, it's exquisite. Oh, come on in
here. No.
Europe.
Come up here. There's something else.
Anything you say. This is all so marvelous. Oh, look at that table.
Up here, around the corner.
And I could have been sitting in that boring old library. Oh.
This is it. Oliveira's Psychic Parlor. Your past illuminated, your future revealed. Private readings by the world's foremost seer.
You want to go in there?
Yes. And so do you.
Is this a joke, Ralph? Is this you laughing at me because of those visions I started having last winter? Well, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm leaving.
No.
Ralph, let go of me. Stop this now.
Come on, Jane.
I hate this. Why are you doing this to me? Oh, my head. Oh, it hurts.
It's only the wine. It'll go away soon.
No. No, there's something wrong here. It's too strong.
Good afternoon, Ralph.
I came back like you asked. This is Jane.
I know.
Oh, my God, Ralph, that's him. That's the man I keep seeing in my dream. I've got to get out of here.
Come through and sit in the parlor.
Please, please, Ralph, if you love me, don't make me stay here.
It's because I love you that I've brought you. We'll go in together.
Ralph, please.
Where shall we sit?
Here, by me.
Hey, look, it's okay, Janie. Come on, sit down. This guy is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I came here yesterday just by accident, and he told me more about my life than I could remember. We got talking after, and I told him about you and those goofy visions of yours, and he said he wanted to see you.
I'm glad to meet you, Jane. You're very beautiful.
No, I'm not. Why do you want to see me?
Because I can see great beauty where others cannot.
Why? What do you want?
Hey, Jane, just a minute. Listen, we got my past all taped up yesterday. Do you think you could let me know about my future today?
Of course.
He's a contact reader, Jane, see? You hold on to something with him, and he gets the whole readout. Look, here's my pencil. That'll do, won't it?
Ah, yes. The poetry. It whirls like sparks through the smoke of your life. Very soon you will become an anthem to the people who reject you now.
I knew it. I'm going to be great, right? I knew it.
Very shortly you will engrave your name indelibly on the cornerstone of literature. You will live forever.
Oh, well, how's it going to happen? When? Can you tell me?
It will happen within a day. The publisher's name is Grant.
Grant? They've turned me down 10 times. Are you sure?
Within a day, you will know.
After all this time. Oh, that's great.
Please take me home now, Ralph. Please.
Come on, Jane. I bring you all the way here and you just sit there moaning with a hangover? Here. Give him the handle of your purse.
Ralph, you're drunk. I don't want to.
Come. Share this with me.
I really...
Come.
Yes. All right.
That's it.
Oh! Oh, my head! Oh, my God, no! No!
Jane,
let me go,
Jane,
Ralph. Let me
come
go.
On, come on, girl.
No, let me go. Don't touch
Look,
me.
It's all right. Snap out of it now.
Oh, Ralph. Ralph, it was terrible. All those women, all that blood. They were reaching out to me, Ralph. They were trying to hold me, laughing.
Jane.
It's him. Don't you understand? He's an evil, deadly man, and he wants me. Him and those women.
I think the only evil man around is that little waiter who brought us the third bottle of wine. You just can't handle booze. You never could.
What's the matter with you? Why won't you believe me?
Come on, let's walk around till you feel better.
I think I'd better go home now.
Come on. I've just had the greatest news of my life, and I'm not going to let you bring me down.
All right, Ralph. You wouldn't know anyway.
Right. Look. There's Grant Publishing right over there. I think I'll pop over and see them. Save them calling me.
Ralph, what are you talking about? There's nothing over there but a vacant lot. What's happening to you?
They'll be pleased to see me. Probably got a check all written out. Ralph Parsons, Poet of the Year.
Ralph, don't. There's nothing there.
You never did know anything, Janie. You've been a drag on me for years.
Ralph! Ralph, look out!
Miss Holden?
Yes?
I'm Detective Sergeant Frank Edmonds. Could I have a word with you?
Look, I've already told what happened 6 times.
What do you want now?
Well, I've read this statement that you gave to Constable Arthur, and it's just a little bit hairy.
What's hairy about it? That man just murdered Ralph.
Well, we have statements here from 12 witnesses who saw your friend walk into the street, right into the path of a bus. Now, none of them mentioned this man, what's his name?
Oliveira,
being anywhere in sight. They say the only person near the victim was you. And you were well back on the sidewalk yelling at him.
Oliveira wasn't on the street. He was in Ralph's head, making him do it.
I know you're upset. And I guess we must all look pretty stupid to you right now, but this whole thing about an evil hypnotist is a little hard for us to understand, that's all. Would you like another cup of coffee?
Drunk or crazy?
What?
Which do you think I am? Drunk from lunch or crazy with grief?
Why, neither. But you have had a terrible shock.
And you're not going to do one damn thing about Oliveira, right?
Miss Holden, listen to reason. There's nothing we can do.
Right. Well, he's not going to rob me and get away with it. I'll do it.
Miss Holden, Jane.
Division. Sergeant Peters speaking.
I'd like to speak to Detective Edmonds.
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please. Frank Edmonds.
This is Jane Holden.
Oh, hello, Miss Holden. How are you feeling?
I'm calling from the Gazette Library, Sergeant, and I've got some very interesting information for you.
Have you seen your doctor, Jane, after what you've been
through? I'm not sick. I'm angry. And if I don't get this thing done, I'll probably collapse.
Listen, if it's about this fella, Oliveira, I dropped by his place and he's not there. Nobody in the neighborhood seems to know anything about him.
Does the name Oscar Manuel do anything for you?
Manuel. Yeah, something. A long time ago.
8 years ago, a man called Oscar Manuel ran a religious commune in New York State. Well, there was a lot of complaints from the locals about drugs, and the state police raided the farm. Well, they found a lot of screwed-up kids running around saying that their God had deserted them. And are you ready for this? They found the bodies of 4 young women lying in Manuel's temple, with their throats cut from ear to ear.
Yeah, I remember that now. All the kids wound up in a loony bin, and Manuel was never found. My God, and you think this Oliveira is Oscar Manuel?
I know he is. That face is burned into me. I've just spent 3 hours in the newspaper library with our senior crime reporter searching for his picture. I knew I'd seen him before. Now do you believe me about Ralph's murder?
Well, it's pretty far-fetched, you know. 8 years is a long time.
Are you going to do anything about it? Or are you just going to breathe hard and look for some labels to stick on this?
All right. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll run his name through the computer and see what comes out. Okay?
Don't strain yourself. Library.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, my God.
Soon you will be my bride and join me for all eternity.
You killed Ralph!
In 2 days, he would have committed suicide with pills. I merely moved the warp in his design. Forget him. His dismal song has ended, and ours is about to begin.
I know who you are, Manuel, you evil bastard, and I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Come on.
Yes, Edmonds.
This is Jane Holden. Oscar Manuel just telephoned me.
What? You told him where you were?
No, he just knew. Maybe Ralph told him.
I'm getting some very strong stuff out of the computer about him. Look, I want you to leave there and go straight home and lock your door until I get there. Will you do that for me?
Yes. Please, hurry. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Just a minute. Hello, Sergeant Edmonds?
Jane.
Oh, please, no.
My other wives call out for you to join them. This is a music that only we can hear.
I don't warn you! Stay out of my head!
You only resist because you don't understand. Let me show you.
No! Stop! Stop! Don't do this! Please.
Jane? Jane, it's me.
Oh, thank God.
I got here as fast as I could. Is everything all right?
Nothing's right. He just called me again.
He called you here, too?
He found me. I can't get away.
Now, this thing is getting crazier by the minute. Come on, sit down. Now, is this a picture of the man called Oliveira?
Of course it is. That's Oscar Manuel.
I've been collecting material on him since you called me. If this Oliveira is Manuel, then he's wanted all over North America.
How many other women has he killed?
Well, no, this is all conjecture, mind you. He's never been pinned down.
How many, damn it?
Including the ones at the farm. 12. Every one of them found with a throat cut.
Now he's coming for me.
He's not going to get you. I'm putting a guard on this apartment round the clock, and I'll bring in a man to help me put a trace on your phone. If he calls here again, we'll nail him. My partner Sid is in the basement. When the call comes through, he'll radio our man at the telephone exchange. Now, if you can just keep Manuel talking for 30 seconds, we'll have him.
I really don't know if I can go through with this.
You can do it. You've been terrific so far.
But that was pure anger. Don't you understand? I was furious with him for taking Ralph away from me. This whole thing has just been a reaction, a reflex.
This'll be the last time. We'll get him for you now. Don't worry.
If only you could understand how strong he is. He comes into my head like an earthquake. Oh, God.
Go ahead. We're ready.
Hello?
Remove these stupid humans from your life and open yourself to me. You are to be my wife, my ultimate bride. You must love me as I love you.
Why? Why do you want me?
Of all the ones I have known, you are the strongest, the most beautiful.
No, I'm not. I'm a dull, homely woman.
Remember your visions. The flying, the beauty, the music. That is what I have to offer you. Those were not dreams. They were messages.
That's it. We've got them.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's okay. That's Sid. Okay, Sid, give me the address. I want you to get every available car there immediately. Say that again? Oh. Yeah, thanks, Sid. Yeah, I know.
Well, what have you got?
Well, yeah, come upstairs, Sid.
Where is he?
The call came from this apartment. From that phone.
No! I'll smash this damn thing!
Maybe it's a trick, Jane.
It's no trick, you stupid fool! He's here, here inside me, in my head. How can you catch him there?
Easy, take it easy. There's got to be some way that we can get him.
There's nothing you can do to help me.
When all this started, Jane, I thought losing your boyfriend like that had, well, knocked you off balance, made you a little crazy, like you said. But now, after this phone trick, well, I believe that you do have some sort of, I don't know, psychic link with this maniac. Now look, if he can find you wherever you are, then you should be able to find him.
I won't do it. I can't.
You've got to try before he kills you.
Just haven't got anything left to resist him. What he's saying is starting to...
Jane, anyone else would have given up when it started. Now, I know you can do it. Do it for all those poor women. Do it for Ralph. Help me.
If I do it, it'll be the end of me. Don't you care?
Of course I care, but it's our only chance.
And we'll be right here with you.
Damn you for this, you selfish bastard. Damn you. Give me that purse, the one he touched.
Where are you, Jane? Can you tell me where you are?
It's a hotel. A dirty old hotel. It's called the Dominion. Up the stairs. Filthy. Second floor. Olivera? Olivera? Why are you laughing at me? Open the door. Room 37.
That's it. Sid!
Yes, Sarge?
Call for all units in the area to converge on the Dominion Hotel on Wall Street. Tell them to seal the place and wait for me. You stay here in the hall and keep your radio open.
Right, Sarge.
Jane, it's all right now. It's nearly over.
You've given me up to him, you know. I can't fight anymore.
Not at all. We've got him.
He was right about you. You really are a stupid human.
There's no time. Sid, stay on this door like glue. Sid? Sid, do you read me?
Yes, Sarge. What's happening?
A big zero, Sid. Nothing twice.
The guy wasn't there?
Not unless he's disguised as a 60-year-old wino. Nothing dangerous there but the cockroaches.
So, what do you think?
I think we've been put through a big rib score, Sid. I think that lady there is nuttier than an outhouse rat.
Well, that's too bad, Sarge. She doesn't seem like a bad sort of girl.
And just nuts is all. Had me going strong for a while. Is everything okay there?
You bet, Sarge. No one's gone in and no one's come out.
Well, stay on the door, Sid. I'll be there in a few minutes. I want to have a little chat with Miss Holden.
Olivera, are you here? I can feel you watching me.
Yes. I am with you now.
Where are you? I can't see you.
I am with you. I will stay with you always.
What do you want with me?
I have looked a long time for you, my love. You are the greatest of them all.
Are you sure that I'm the one you want?
I know as you knew when we first touched. You are not of this world, my love. You are a spirit trapped on an unhappy plane. I have come to free you as I freed the others.
I want to be free. It's been very hard here.
I will set you free. Come to me, Jane. In the kitchen. Come to me. I will set you free. Open the drawer, Jane. We are so close.
Yes. Oh, they're so sharp. Will it hurt me?
There is no pain in paradise.
I must do it right, my love.
Come to me, Jane, my bride.
Yes, my love. Like this? Ah! Oh, yes. It feels so clean.
Miss Holden? Miss Holden? Miss Holden, it's Sergeant Edmonds.
Miss Holden, where are you? Jane? I'd like to talk to you for a minute. Jane, it's Sergeant Edmonds. Where...
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sid? Sid!
The nature of some horrors just might depend on your perspective, mightn't it? Here's who put it all together.
The Brides of Olivera was written by Larry Gaynor and featured Brian Taylor as Ralph Parsons, Darcy Dunlop as Jane Holden, and Bill Mylan as Olivera. Detective Sergeant Frank Edmonds was played by Al Koslick and the Constable by Stephen Walsh. Sound recording was by Al Lambden, with sound effects by Eric Wagers and technical assistance by Dean Purvis. The production assistant was Barbara Galt, and the script editor was Ruth Fraser. The Brides of Olivera was produced and directed in Edmonton by Laurie Seligman. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalczyk.